Thank you and good morning. Governor Jerry Brown has signed dozens of bills into law in the past week, and one bill will impact colleges and universities across the state, both private and public. The passage and signing of AB 2654 will require that colleges and universities in California post their sexual harassment and sexual assault policies online and provide copies to all students and faculty. The bill was authored as a response to numerous reports of sexual assault and harassment of students by faculty members, as well as a high-profile campus rape case that resulted in a 6-month sentence for a Stanford student convicted of sexual assault. Jordan Christmas has local hospital news.
Redwood Memorial Hospital in Fortuna was recognized by Becker Hospital Reviews as one of 11 hospitals in the country that have quality service. More than 18,000 hospitals qualify for the publication's annual 12-issue review as they research hospitals around the country that provide high-quality patient care as well as customer service. The review highlighted Redwood Memorial Hospital's holistic approach that caters to the physical, mental, and spiritual needs of each patient.
Thank you, Jordan. Sheriff's deputies arrested 40-year-old Charles Uber on Monday night at just before 8 o'clock in connection with a shooting incident along the river bar on the Eel River at the end of East Ferry Road in Ferndale. The victim reported that he came upon Uber and a 16-year-old juvenile tampering with his vehicle, and when he confronted Uber and the teenager, they fled in their vehicle and allegedly fired a shot at the victim as they did so. Their vehicle became stuck in the sand, however, about 300 yards south of East Ferry Road, and the victim was able to identify the pair. Uber and the teenager were both arrested for assault with a deadly weapon. The sheriff's office is investigating a home invasion robbery in which two armed men, who claimed they were from the sheriff's office, forced their way into a home on Bailey Street in Eureka early Sunday morning. The suspects wore black masks and black clothing and stole approximately 100 growing marijuana plants. A third suspect, described as an adult white woman with blonde hair, was reported as well. The suspects then fled the scene in the victim's stolen vehicle, a car that was later recovered by law enforcement. A search for the suspects in the area by deputies proved fruitless, and the suspects remain at large. It's the third robbery that has seen two armed men force their way into a Eureka area house, rob the victims, and then steal their car to flee this month. The summer weather on the North Coast is its normal hazy, foggy mornings, giving way to cool, sunny afternoons. Head inland a few miles, however, and things can change dramatically. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for inland areas across Northern California, where temperatures are expected to be above 100 degrees during the day and cooling off only into the high 70s at night. Temperatures of between 102 to 105 degrees are forecasted for areas like Willow Creek, Hoopa, and Weaverville, and visitors and travelers are urged to use caution and to make preparations for dangerously hot weather. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supporters of a railroad connecting Humboldt Bay with rail lines to the east have secured a total of $345,000 to conduct a feasibility study of the proposed project. $276,000 comes from a Caltrans grant, and $69,000 was donated by local governments and private entities. Dave Hull, general manager of the Humboldt Community Services District, is a rail line supporter and a man very familiar with Humboldt Bay, having served as the executive director of the Harbor District. Hall said that now that the study has the funding, it's expected a firm will be hired in the coming weeks and that the entire study will take about 18 months.
It looks like the request for qualifications for a qualified consultant team to do it will probably go out in September, October, sometime this fall. So then whenever that happens, which will probably be later fall, then it'll be 18 months from them. The grant cycle goes into, I believe it goes into 2019 before.
In addition, Hull said that a key player has joined the game after the Harbor Commission approved $10,000 for the study as well.
They have really actually gone out of their way to be opposed to it. However, apparently they're going to put $10,000 toward the study. It's such a big and kind of monumental project that that they wanted to see that there was some skin in the game from somewhere else before they jumped in. And so now that Caltrans has joined in, they're in.
You can hear Dave Hall discuss railroads and shipping by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm